Welcome back to Power of Attorney Radio. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Lee Self. Welcome, Lee.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks, Wayne.
Don't say welcome to me. I'm already here. And Lee is the president of Renaissance Executive Forums. So I'll give you a little background on her before we get started. And we're going to talk about the Renaissance Executive Forums. It's celebrating 10 years of learning and business success in Northern Virginia under Lee's leadership. Since 2003, Lee has brought together over 75 Northern Virginia business owners, CEOs, presidents, and other execs in business advisory groups. They share collective experiences. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and how you facilitate these discussions. And she herself currently leads three executive forums and provides executive coaching in addition to group facilitation to help businesses accelerate their performance and help executives achieve top personal success. She's a 20-year veteran of the communications industry. She advanced through senior leadership positions at Verizon and went all the way up to vice president of general business market management. She moved on to become vice president of strategic relations for Interland, now web.com. Wow. A leader in the web hosting industry and played a key role in its success. She received her master's in business administration from George Mason University and her bachelor's of science from the number one, business school, undergraduate business school, the McIntyre School of Commerce at the University of Virginia, where I graduated from as well. And first of all, welcome to the show, and I wanted to ask you, how did you start Renaissance Executive Forums? Why did you start it? How did you start it? What are the origins?
Why? So I have to be honest. I was looking to get into business for myself for selfish reasons. I was doing a lot of traveling with Verizon when they were Bell Atlantic. Had a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old at home, and wasn't working so well. So I was very open to, you know, just doing something different where I wouldn't have to travel so much. But fortunately, I came across Renaissance Executive Forums during that time, and there was an immediate attraction to the model. And one of the reasons was because when I was at Bell Atlantic, I had a lot of exposure to leaders, and I could empathize with the fact that, you know, a lot of people think it's the whole we, they thing, that leaders are, you know, selfish, greedy,
self-absorbed, egotistical,
etc. But when
type
you,
A drivers,
when you look at the pressures that leaders face, whether it's in a large organization or small, I was able to see that, you know, they could stand to get a lot of help as well. So when I heard about the concept, and it was immediately attracting, so I decided to jump in.
So tell me how these forums work. You've got three that you lead right now. How many CEOs or CXOs belong to the organization, to each group, and what do you try to do? How do the groups function?
Right. So we have 10 to 12 members in each group.
Okay.
And these are folks representing small to mid-sized companies. As I tell folks, these aren't, a lot of times people will think, you know, these are inexperienced CEOs or emerging businesses. And for the most part, they're not.
Okay.
These are folks who have achieved a pretty high level of success. They've been in business, most of them, well over 10 years and have hundreds of employees. And yet they recognize that they can't get to the, you know, to the next level or the next stage without doing things differently. So so how they work, so we have 10 to 12 in each group, and they meet for a half day. And I facilitate a discussion that helps them learn from each other. They learn from, you know, real life experiences. As we like to say, you can't make this stuff up.
Do you ever have any trouble getting the people to attend these meetings? Because, you know, they're busy people.
Yes, of course I do. I would be lying if I said I didn't. But they are very busy people, and they're always having to shift priorities. But over time, they recognize that the value of being there, that they do it for both selfish reasons as well as for an obligation and a commitment to the other members. They get to know each other very well, and they depend on each other. So while no one can attend all of the meetings,
right,
we have pretty strong attendance.
How often do they meet?
They meet monthly.
Every month?
Every month for a half day.
So it's giving up a half day of your time every month to meet with your cohorts,
yes,
around the table. Give me an example of one of the sessions. You obviously have to assemble the the agendas for the sessions. And I'm sure it's not just, you know, you show up and we just start talking.
No.
You've got to have a game plan or some type of topic how do you assemble the topics and give me an example of one successful session that you've conducted with your CEOs.
Well, we have the way we assemble the agenda is we have sort of a three-part agenda at most meetings.
Okay.
So the first part, we'll bring in a thought leader on a topic that the members have requested. So last month, for instance, we brought in an expert on performance compensation. You know, he understood the ins and outs because he had designed lots of plans of not just short-term incentive, but long-term incentive and, you know, how to design them, what makes sense for different kinds of organizations, what are the best practices or rules of thumb there. So we'll bring in someone like that for the first part. That's an educational topic. And it's a very interactive discussion.
Sure.
Even it's not a guy giving a presentation. I can't
imagine going. I've done these sessions before for other organizations, and when you go in to sit down, with 10 or 12 CEOs around the table, it's all questions.
Yeah, and it's also sharing. Well, here's what we did, and it didn't work, and so that's why we're doing what we're doing now.
Right.
And people learn so much from that. So the other two-thirds of the meeting is based on the members in the room and their issues. And the way I do that is we always have one member each month who is in the spotlight, we say, or they're the focused executive. And sometimes they'll say they're not really all that focused. But it's a time to help them get focused and to tee up an issue or two that they really need feedback from the group on.
Okay. So the organization, not only they help each other, but they sort of serve as an advisory board,
yes.
It sounds like.
Yes.
For the members. Are some members more needy than others and some members more contributory than others? I'm just curious about that.
I think some members are more naturally talkative than others,
yeah.
And some are quieter, but I think they all share the same needs. So as a facilitator, it's my job to keep some people from talking too much and others who have great input but are being quiet to draw them out a little bit.
Do you ever find that one person might be better in a different group? Have you ever transferred one member to a different group, or have they ever asked to be transferred out of a group?
It's very rare, but I do have a couple of cases where that happened. We try to put the people in groups based on the relative size of their business because they all have the same issues, but they might, you know, a small 15-person company can't solve the problem the same way a 500-person company can.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times there might be a mismatch there. And or there might be a mismatch based on the type of businesses in the room. The cardinal rule is that you don't put anybody in a group with a competitor or a very significant customer where they wouldn't feel
comfortable
being candid,
talking about their issues.
Because the whole point of it is to be able to sort of let your hair down and be vulnerable and share not only the things you did that worked really well, but also your failures.
So one of the things that the forum does, the Renaissance Executive Forum, does for the member of the forum is to create a trusted environment for them.
Absolutely.
And it gives them a structure also.
Yes.
So the other two-thirds of each session is really focusing or spotlighting a particular member and dealing with those issues?
No. So two-thirds is about businesses in the room. A third of that is one member.
Okay.
The other third is any and every member who has an issue that's burning or maybe something that they've just had sitting on the shelf that they need to deal with that they'll bring out and we'll have a roundtable discussion. So similarly, they'll get feedback from the others, but it'll be a little bit more compressed format.
How do you recruit members to the Renaissance Executive Forum?
Well, I sit down with them individually first and learn.
How do you find them?
How do I find them? Well, that's anywhere and everywhere that I can find where CEOs gather.
Where do CEOs gather? It's kind of like a top secret thing.
A lot of times in their offices.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to really go hunting for them.
All the professional service providers are out at all these events, but none of the CEOs
exactly.
are.
Exactly. So I do get referrals from other professional service providers. That's one key source. But I draw them out of their offices to events. So I will use, for instance, Inc. 5000 publishes once a year a list. These are terrific candidates for the forum. And so I will do outreach to them, call them, you know, mail them an invitation to an event, and I'll hold a roundtable discussion event and let them experience the power of, you know, peer learning.
One of the things that you identified earlier in our discussion was the executive will identify an issue that they need resolved. It's sort of like a value gap in their business, right?
Right.
So that's interesting. I mean, do you find that executives from different industries or in different businesses who are part of a single forum will really be able to add value to one that may be in a very different industry? Giving an example, you know, we've got clients in the retail industry,
right?
And they have unique employment issues and employee satisfaction issues and retention issues. And in retail, you tend to churn a lot of employees. Government contractors
very
have
different.
Very different issues.
Yeah.
Do you ever find that you're dealing with issues for one particular industry that are unique to the industry, and the executives within the forum may or may not be able to add value to that particular situation, or is that not a common situation?
Well, I mean, it can happen. I think there's room for learning inside your industry as well as cross-industry. But in our forums, typically, whether you're managing apartment properties or running an IT company that serves the government, you're going to face a lot of the same issues that have to do with setting goals, planning, managing people, keeping your own focus, becoming a better leader, learning how to ask good questions of people. These are topics that really cut across industries. And although we don't really have many retail businesses in the forum, we have a ton of government contractors.
Sure.
And sometimes actually the opposite is the problem, that you have too many folks from a single industry and the conversation starts to get industry focused rather than them focusing on their own business and
right.
what they need to do differently.
Right.
So a healthy mix. We have folks from the construction and real estate industry and, you know, financial services, and a healthy mix is best.
Are you trying to grow your practice as a manager or facilitator in these Renaissance executive forums? You have three groups right now. Are you trying to add anybody to a new forum? Are you thinking about that?
It's possible. My primary focus is on the three groups I'm running. And just so you know, one of them is actually, so two of them are CEO groups. One
okay.
of them is actually a key executive forum. And that means individuals who are COOs, CFOs, VP levels who report into the CEOs. And I have a colleague who runs that group.
Okay.
So there is the opportunity and the potential for, you know, adding more groups and, you know, potentially doing that through others. But primarily my focus is on keeping the groups that I have full and vibrant, and that's a full-time job.
Wow.
So we always have a couple of openings, it seems, in every group. And the most important thing that I do is to go out and find the right members for the groups, because that's where all the value is.
You know, that would be a challenge, because you want to fill the groups up because of the economics of the model, but at the same time, you don't want to fill it up with members who are not going to be helpful, contributory,
exactly.
and really part of the process. Give me one or two examples of some of the help that you've been able to provide to your CEO members.
Well, different challenges that they've faced.
Like what?
So, you know, should I take on an investment group in my business?
Oh, that's a big
should
one.
I share ownership?
Mm-hmm.
Should I? A big one is, you know, oftentimes the leaders who helped you get to a certain level in a business are not the ones that are going to take you to the next level.
That is a big one.
Deciding when and how to let go of leaders is key. And, you know, you talked about succession planning. So succession from a leadership development perspective is a huge topic. And, you know, decisions about how to reorganize to address the challenges of the market and where the business is. Those are all the kinds of things that we talk about.
We're talking with Lee Self, who's president of the Northern Virginia chapter of Renaissance Executive Forums. Lee, if one of the listeners wants to get in touch with you and perhaps even join a group, how do they get in touch with you?
So they can look at our website, which is executiveforums.com, or they can email me at lself@executiveforums.com.
That's SELF. at executiveforums.com. Thank you so much for being a special guest on Power of Attorney Radio.
Thanks, Wayne.
And everyone, thanks for listening in, and hopefully you got some value out of our special topics and special guests. Tune in next week for another special topic and special guest on Power of Attorney Radio. Have a great week.